Yeah.
Turn me up real quick.
Smooth jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking just start spraying this shit.
Yeah.
This beat's dope, bro. All
right, Dreams, listen, Dreams.
Yeah. Where do I start? Do I start with molestation?
No.
One time I was molested by a guy dressed as Santa Claus. Yeah.
You too, huh?
Yeah. Said, go on the sleigh, go on the sleigh. Go on the sleigh, go on the sleigh.
I don't want to.
Go on the sleigh, go on the sleigh.
Everybody was molested.
Yeah,
shit.
That's all I got.
No,
I don't like rapping.
Oh, no, you got it.
Big booty hoes, up with it. I just started spitting on the beat.
Shout out, Brown Boys Podcast. That's not the right podcast. Yeah.
I thought this was a different podcast. Who the fuck are these fools?
You're supposed to be in the next room over.
Shit. I was supposed to be on Doughboys Podcast down the hall.
Four cats and a baby.
Yeah. I got four cats and a baby, and I pay attention to none of them.
I'm kidding.
That was a bad. I give them lots of love. That was a joke. I'm a comedian. Topo Chico. I'm going to spray you bitches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Guys. It's your boy,
it's your boy Infinite Dreams.
It's your boy Gazelle. We got a special guest for y'all today. We got the homie.
What's
Craig
up?
You're gonna have to help me out with your last name.
Craig music. Philip Conan.
Jesus.
Say it again.
Craig Philip Conan.
I always knew
Conan.
That's actually the name of my daughter.
What?
No, I'm fucking with you.
Your daughter's a boy.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
The things they do in Thailand is crazy.
So you're recently a
I'm
new
a brand
dad,
new
right?
dad. He's 11 days old.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
You got to get out of here quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
left that fool.
I left that fool.
In the car.
For the Brown Boy podcast. No, but I swear to God, I don't know if you know this, that babies, when they're brand new, they poop like a black tar.
No.
And it's sticky. No, I know. I've been writing bits about it because I was like, what are you haunted, bro? But it's completely, it's normal. It's standard. But nobody told me. I didn't know this shit.
Yeah.
Just for like 3 days, 3 to 5 days. And it's straight like Black Mirror. Like a black tar. Looked like resin or hash or that shit you get stuck on the bottom of your foot at the beach.
Yeah.
No, I swear
like
to God.
You're doing roofing all day.
It scared me. And I was like, and then everyone's like, no, that's they haven't eaten food yet. It's just the
it's like vile.
It's the fluid or whatever, the embiotic fluid.
You know what I didn't know about newborns? Apparently you're not supposed to give them water. Did you know that?
Uh-oh.
We got to cut this early.
Yeah.
No, they're just supposed to drink chichi for 2 years, dude.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I drink that shit to this day, bro.
They're not they're not supposed to have solid food till they get teeth. It makes logical sense.
Water.
And just like carrots and cucumbers.
Like,
and
that's why my baby was choking. They're not supposed to have steak. What?
Yeah. Carnitas.
No.
So how are you liking it being a new dad?
Oh, I love it, man. All that shit they say is true. Something changes in you. You just hold them and you're like, oh shit, it's not about me anymore. Yeah. You know, we're kind of selfish human
That's the
beings.
Worst part, right?
It's all about them. And now, like, I always wanted to make it and become big time, and I'm on my way and kind of have been. And but now, before it was just for me, and now I'm like, oh, I gotta buy this fool some gold and some guns. You know, we gotta set him up.
Your baby's on a Facebook profile. Like,
fly ass bracelets.
It lights a fire. I was always a hustler, but it amplified it by 100.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I gotta provide for this fool and protect him. That
gotta
instinctual shit.
Back.
Not just saying it, just to say it. Like it's an internal thing.
Like you put it in motion. Like almost.
Like before I thought about it and was acting on it, but now it's just like, let's go. Let's fucking go, you know? Yeah.
So whoever's listening, if you guys need motivation, just
have a kid with a stranger. You'll do all right.
With a stranger?
Go back and see it in 18 years.
So one thing that's really interesting about you is, like you told us even earlier, is you say you got a part of you that's Mexican, and as you can tell, the rest of us here, and by probably also.
Yeah.
Not by the sign.
By the sign right there.
The Brown Boys?
We speak Spanish.
Yeah, a poquito. I don't speak. I'm whitewashed like a motherfucker. I can't even talk.
What side are you? Is Mexican?
My mom is full Mexican. Her, she's first generation.
Oh,
we were born in Harbor area, South Bay, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
Harbor City, Wilmington, San Pedro. And my grandparents were from Chihuahua and Mexico City.
Hey, shout out Chihuahua.
Yeah, yeah. Bro. And then they came here like I think in the 30s or 40s, and you know it was pretty racist.
Nah.
So they tried. Yeah, it still is. And they hid it. You know, it was like survival. So even my grandpa and grandma had 7 kids, and like they all speak Spanish, but only like 2 are like fluent. Because it was like hide it, because you got spit on and beaten shit. They were like the first Mexicans in Lomita, California. I'm not even kidding. It was like, and then like later,
that's
more
fucking
families.
Scary, bro.
Isn't that crazy?
It's scary.
That's like in the 50s. That's not that long
back
ago.
Then, my grandpa tells me like in those days, you could literally just walk across the border. They wouldn't even tell you shit.
Yeah,
it wasn't until like. I think like 9/11 happened, and then it just
I was gonna
got
say,
real strict and shit.
That shit didn't happen until like 2000.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
But
I missed it.
There's still some level of border patrol, but like once the 2000s hit, that's when they went like to shit. It was just like straight up, can't come no more.
It was just different too. There wasn't really, I mean, I'm sure there was cartels, but it wasn't what it is now. Like the world didn't know about it. It wasn't like crazy, even though I think they're funded by the CIA and put in CIA. I said CIA, the agency.
CIA. He has an agent, bro.
CIA.
He's got an agent.
He's with the Better Business Bureau.
They're all in fucking cahoots. Those fucking demons.
Why do you think that? Why do you think that?
Why? Because the CIA has been caught with drugs so many times. Look up a plane that crashed with kilos of cocaine.
That's true.
They put them into power, and then as soon as the fools stop listening, then they take them out. It's the same thing they do with all these dictators.
Do you remember that Chase fucking shipping container that they had opened, and they found like fucking kilos of
the bank?
Yeah, the Chase the bank.
Okay, yeah.
And they had a shipping container, and it was off, I want to say, out in the East Coast somewhere.
If you look up banks that got caught laundering cartels money, it's like all of them. There's one that got fined $1 billion. Yeah. Yeah.
In proximity?
Dude, it's crazy. They're all in fucking cahoots, and everybody's just like, no. The government has our best interests at heart. Okay, fool.
Fuck no.
God forbid I have insufficient
funds, I've heard the government out here be funding all the cartels. Like,
dude, it's crazy.
The guns and all that shit. I mean, there's no reason why a cartel, like in Sinaloa, there's no reason why a cartel should have a fucking Black Hawk helicopter, bro. Yeah. It's like, bro, that's like military grade shit, but they do. They got it.
They get it from us.
Would you be down to join?
Mm-hmm. No, he's a dad now.
If I get a gold AK, hell yeah, dog. Give me that ivory.
That bitch down.
That ivory handled Smith & Wesson.
You have your name on it.
I watch Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. I can't talk. Why am I talking like that? You know those 1911s with the fucking chrome and the ivory? That shit.
Yeah,
I mean, cartels do something right. They got good guns
and girls.
Yeah,
and girls and drugs.
They also have the best marisco spots.
They just they lose me at the beheadings.
That's what I draw the line.
Well, those aren't mandatory anymore. They just had a meeting.
It's for good. It's too far. Too far.
There was a strike. We don't want to be that anymore.
Yeah.
They learned all that shit from us. That was this evil organization called the School of the Americas, where we pretty much trained every dictator that did every heinous act there was and to rule the people. It's crazy.
Oh, shit. I've
there was a documentary on it. It's like shadow banned. Good luck finding it. There's people protesting that shit.
How'd you find it?
It's YouTube's and like weird shit. No, but YouTube in the 90s and the 2000s, you know, old school YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's, you know, you can't say fucking
molested.
Vaccine or something. You know, they go delete your account. Bleep.
Dude, have you ever been out there then? Chihuahua? Never?
I've been all over Mexico. I don't really pay attention. I've been. I got family in Monterey, but we mainly go to Mexico City and Querétaro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. The best tacos at this place. Los
tacos and shit?
No, Los Primas.
Those brown boys.
Oh, it's fucking good, dude.
Los brown boys tacos?
Yeah. Mexico City, Querétaro, where else? Just the trendy tourist spots, you know, Tulum.
Cancun, all that
Cancun,
shit.
Cancun, Acapulco. TJ. I went when I was TJ. Before I was 21. We would just go to Rosarito and get drunk.
Hell yeah!
I went there like 20 move. Times on my own.
Baja Fest,
but family trips was like more Mexico City and shit.
That make you feel like you're balling, huh?
That shit's dope.
They'll be out there. You just riding a horse.
Yeah.
For no reason.
With two
for
bottles no of Henny. Yeah.
Bro, I went
to Walmart.
I went to Rosarito, got a yacht, party with girls. I probably spent $35.
Yeah.
Whole weekend.
One by one, we all got arrested.
And we just take like a horror money. Movie? They just picking you off?
Dude, they took me to the jail and I was like, I can't go in there. And they're like, just give me money. I said, okay. I was out.
Oh, you gotta love Mexico.
If you haven't noticed, I mean, I don't know if Gazelle said in his intro, but yeah, we have the comedian here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we've
said, a great one too.
A great one,
great Conan.
He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah, and then we go to fucking Adelitas and shit. I said my first time there, I was like, I will not do this. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm trying to borrow money to get two women.
Oh yeah,
I was like, hey, give me some money.
Give me $10.
Give me some money.
To my homies. They're like, no, boy, give me some money.
Yeah,
give me $10. I can handle this threesome real quick.
Yeah.
Now, right now, it's the spot to be. Is actually, no, you're a dad. I can't tell you anymore.
Yeah, I'm retired.
You gotta focus, bro. You gotta focus.
Yeah. Off the air, though.
Yeah, there's this place called Hong Kong.
I know about Hong Kong Club, man.
Yeah.
We would just go roaming shit face, and we went to this one, like, titty bar in, like, a tree house. It was, like, upstairs. It was janky, dude. And this lady, I didn't have any money. I had, like, $3.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got nothing. I blew it all, you know? And then she was giving me like a reach around hand job. And we were like kissing. I was kissing with like a hooker. You know, that's not good. I'm retired now. This is my old days. I was like 20.
This is my dog days.
And then I go to light a cigarette. This is like later after. And she smelled like caca, bro. She stunk. That's fucked up. I'm going to get canceled.
This is your old days.
That's 20. I'm 20. I'm on cocaine and alcohol as a drug addict. I'm like
that's the American
almost
dream,
11
though.
Years sober now.
Oh shit.
And then I go to light a cigarette for her because I'm a gentleman.
Right.
After I was sniffing the caca. and then I lit it. And then I was so hammered, I didn't know that her face, she looked like sloth, bro. And then I was like, that's why you're making out with me. And then I was like, ah. And I just ran, dude. Yeah. I was like, I'm out of here. And I went home. Yeah, dark days, huh? Anyways,
you're retired.
She's a lovely lady. Huh?
So how old are you now, brother?
I'm 39. 39,
so you're a late father. That's okay when I'm trying to be a father.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I'm ready now. If this was 10 years ago, I'd kill myself.
Nice.
I had no money, no dream, no future. I was a drug addict, you know. And now I'm cool.
What's like the thing that you're excited to like teach your kid the most, like you're
fire,
like
a, or firecrackers. How to safely light firecrackers.
There you go.
No, that's a joke, but I'm kind of serious. Just like to be of nature and just garden and shit and go to the beach, like like just that stuff, just basically do whatever my dad did, we're going to do the opposite.
Yeah. Hey, your dad sounds nice.
I grew up in like the bars. We just go to the gamble and, you know, loose women, alcohol,
20
bars.
On black.
Yeah.
At what age? Young?
My whole, yeah.
Yeah?
4 years old. I'm in illegal gambling halls and
what
shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, my dad's a bookie.
Well, and, it's illegal gambling, so who gives a fuck at that point, right?
Yeah, like the bars we'd hang out at, they would smoke inside, like, until, like, 2012. Until they got shut down. Yeah, like, the people in there were like, fuck you, you know? I like that, though. I like an aspect. We go to machine shops and just collect money. We'd collect little envelopes of money from people.
Yeah. That sounds like something you'd want to connect with, like, your kid with.
I mean, yeah, but a legit enterprise.
Yeah, like fucking drafts.
How is that any different than Chuck E. Cheese, though? Let's be for real.
Well, fuck Chuck E. Cheese, too, but they got pee-pee on them balls.
Never mind.
At that piss ball pit.
I hate Chuck E. Cheese. It just smells like feet.
That's no different than illegal.
We'll sell micro greens and turquoise rocks, you know?
Yeah.
Where was your mom and all?
Yelling at my father, God damn it, Craig, stop taking them to the bar. Because we'd come home smelling like smoke. And she's like, he was at the bar all night.
Yeah.
Just drinking and driving.
You're the only 4-year-old with a hangover. Yeah. Just like, at school the next day. Like, fuck.
It's funny because when I was growing up, I had an uncle who was an alcoholic and a drug addict as well. But I don't remember like those memories as like negative ones, you know? Like when I would hang out with him as a kid.
I thought it was fun. No, it was fun for a little bit, but then you like for a half hour, but then you're at the bar 6 hours as a 4-year-old. You're like, let's go to the park. let's go to Chuck E. Cheese, Dad.
Throw a ball.
I'll fucking fetch.
My dad is just a lunatic. You know, he's from Boston. He's just different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like that old school shit, though, to a certain extent. Just like, fuck you. I'll do what I want. But then it's like, hey, man. Let's go to the beach, bro. Like, I remember seeing a stripper and like her titties. She was giving lap dances. I must have been like 8.
Yeah.
And he like gave me to this one fool, Mike Cook. He's a raging alcoholic. He might be dead now. Anyways, he was my godfather. And then like he like took me out and I'm like looking. And I was like, wait, I want to stay, you know? Now I'm a horny bugger, you know?
At 8 years old, bro.
Yeah, just seeing shit you're not supposed to see. Those like arcade video poker games where it's like striptease and you see titties and shit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
I'm getting
just like a peep show. That's what
like I'm not bragging or trying to glorify it. I just grew up in a bar.
Yeah. Did that affect like how you were in school, like interacting with other kids and shit, or you were still like, I know what's normal for these kids and what's normal?
It made me the cool kid because I would have like Playboys and firecrackers and I was selling me and my dad would go to Vegas, my whole family, and I would collect the hooker flyers off the floor.
Hell yeah.
And I'd sell them at school, and I mean in the second grade.
Yeah.
Second grade. I'm 8 years old selling hooker flyers.
That's their first set of titties they're seeing.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then this one kid ratted me out. I sold him this kid, Jimmy, and he went to this girl, Wendy, and he...
Pussy ass Jimmy.
He said, like, hey, Wendy, this will be you in 10 years or something. And then Wendy started crying, and she went to the teacher, Miss Piper, and then the teacher went to Jimmy, and she's like, where'd you get this? And then he pointed at me.
Oh.
And I had a hooker flyers and some money right here.
Bitch ass
dude. And then I had to go to the principal's office.
Oh, shit.
And then my mom came to school. And then she's like, you selling hooker flyers? I'm like, yeah, I want money, mom.
I'm a hustler.
I want money. It's the hard knock.
And then later I sold Playboys in like fifth grade and bottle rockets and firecrackers. Yeah,
we just sold candy, bro. I just sold that shit.
That's what I mean.
Maybe
like,
the occasional.
I
can't wait to not show my son that shit. Like I'm gonna teach him to hustle, but in godly manners, legit enterprises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I had my first magazine when I was like 12.
That's a decent age.
Yeah,
that's
I was like
good.
12, and I had
you're not supposed to have it at 8.
I was seeing titties pretty young too, though. I'm gonna keep it a stack. I think I was like 9 when I saw. When I was able to Google my first set of tits.
Yeah.
Well, this internet age, these poor kids don't stand a chance.
Oh, they're desensitized.
They're like, fucking, the phone. Yeah. They got Bukkake at 12. That's no good.
That's too much.
That's too much.
I think about that. That's too much.
Yeah, I said the story before, but my friend, he watches so much, and I grew up with him, and then like he thought the scenarios were real of porn.
Yeah, that's...
So when the teacher would tell him to stay after class, like he thought, oh, she's about to fuck me.
Oh shit!
Like,
oh,
and now it's even more prevalent. So like that, I just imagine nowadays.
Cheers,
cheers to teachers.
It's really it's funny because if it's like a guy in high school and a teacher,
yeah,
that was like my fantasy.
That's every guy's fantasy. Yeah,
and then they rat the teacher out. I'm like, you're a bitch. She gave you her good old titties, and you were sending her to jail. But then if the roles reverse, if it's a female and a male teacher, I'm like, oh, you gotta go to jail, bro. You gotta go to jail.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Shit.
It's weird how it's like that, right?
It's just I think just guys are more sexual even at that age. We're just like thinking about
we're just horny our whole lives. It's really annoying, to be honest.
As soon as your voice starts cracking, it's like.
I thought that shit stopped like at least 35. This shit's just like constant.
Hell no, bro.
I got a kid now. It don't stop.
No, bro. My grandpa let me. He was like, hey, can you fix my phone? Like something's like fucked up on it, right? And he gives me his phone and he's like this 75-year-old cat. Like he's up there, you know. Also, why the fuck do our grandpas not have smartphones? That's another thing.
Yeah, yeah.
My grandpa has a fucking smartphone.
Shout out Obama.
And he gives me his phone, and it's like fucking locked. I'm trying to fix it and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck was this guy looking at? And sure enough, I pull up his Google Chrome, just tits of all shapes grandpa and sizes.
Still got it, bro.
And I was like, damn, that shit just doesn't go away, bro.
He doesn't even have Viagra. He just puts a jalapeno in his ass. Fucking a la verga.
I was like, this motherfucker, bro. For real.
Pito loco.
I was like, thank God he didn't give this shit to my mom, bro. My mom would have fucking freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's her father, you know?
Do you think that's a Mexican thing, though? Like, being horny long?
Guys are just horny.
Because I think that, like, when I see, like white people, like they're older and stuff, I just can't imagine it. Like, it's just like a
My grandpa was capable of doing that shit either, because
my grandpa straight up, that was a pig bro. Like, he'll make comments, like he'll talk shit, bro. But like I don't know, maybe it's just a different etiquette, I guess.
It's like that, cat
just
calling and shit.
Yeah, like that just like permits that. But like, honestly, like I just can't see it, bro. Like, I think it might be like a cultural thing more than it is a fucking.
Nah, I think it's just
God. I don't know. It's a lot of things. I think a lot of fools got molested. They don't even know, and they're extra horny.
Yeah,
that's what you're spitting, bro.
That's a whole ass conversation. But we've all had it outside the podcast.
Yeah.
But that was my fault, because I was thick.
Yeah.
So I kind of deserve it
for having a fat ass.
Yeah. I kind of had it coming, bro.
You were also wearing a schoolgirl outfit.
Yeah, bro. Maybe that nurse costume wasn't for me, but you know.
You can't wear Britney Spears outfit, bro, and not get molested.
One more time. Fuck.
So you're telling us a little bit about your childhood. Is your relationship with your dad like cool still, or?
Yeah, we have family dinner every Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And I cuss him out and beat him up. Payback's a bitch. Papa.
Throw a hooker flyer at him.
Like, yeah. Now, he's still just crazy. It's just that generational shit. Like, his dad was nuts. And with, believe it or not, he's an improvement leaps and bounds from his daddy. And on it goes. And, yeah, you just got to do the work. It's just exhausting, because it usually means, like, fucking therapy or ayahuasca or some shit.
Ayahuasca.
Yeah. I've done it 14 times, bro. That shit's awesome.
You're counting?
Yeah.
Well, they're, it's not hard.
Isn't there, like, a process, though? Like, you got to do, like, two different, like, trips almost? Like a...
Yeah, it's a two-day retreat, what I do. And then just the work. I mean, you don't have to do ayahuasca, but you need to do... If you're fucked up, you got to do some heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Like, if it helps,
some psycho-assisted therapy, some breath work, some hypnotist, because I was in therapy 8 years, and that shit probably saved my life, but then after 2 years, it like did nothing. It was weird.
It was like stagnant.
Yeah. And then I was like, this isn't doing it. I can't just talk it out. Like, I have to get it out. And I follow that fool Gabor Mate, that fool's knowledge. Check him out. But yeah, I feel like I got a lot of it out, because I could talk about gnarly stuff and I don't cry anymore.
How does that process work when you're like, I guess, how does the process work? Like, what do you do? Like,
you like meditate and quiet your mind. And if you don't quiet your mind, you don't connect.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty much like ayahuasca. If I could sum it up real quick, it's like consciousness in a shot, and it's trippy. And you just go into different dimensions and literally relive traumas that happen to you, whether you're a victim of molestation or a Iraq war veteran or et cetera. And then you relive it, and then you puke it out, and then it's horrible. But then after maybe like 3-5 days, you heal. It's like a wound. Mm-hmm. You clean it out, and then it scabs, and you heal. But you're fucked up for a little while. It's not for everybody.
How you consume that shit? Like, it's
just
like
a little syrup.
Oh, it's a syrup.
You got to do it with some indigenous fools, though, as it becomes more trendy on the TikTok.
That's what
you
I was
know, people
ask,
ruin that shit.
Are you doing like it out here in LA? Like, are you going?
I do it with
South
the shaman.
America,
like no, there's as it becomes more popular, there's tribes popping up, and it's available in the area, not like in the city, but
yeah,
like, you know, hour, 2 hours out, you can't really talk about it too much because then the feds come in, those fucking cocksuckers. Yeah, yeah.
Assholes don't want you to heal.
Yeah, they don't want you to heal. Some bullshit. Take this drug. Take this pill that gives you 49 side effects.
Yeah.
And doesn't solve anything and just makes you take more pills.
Just makes you hard.
You mentioned you were 11 years sober now. Did you take
off narcotics and alcohol? Ayahuasca entered my life last year. Okay. And I've had profound benefits and breakthroughs. Yeah.
So when did you decide to, like, why did you decide to go sober?
Ron White did it, and he's a hero of mine. And he got sober. He was an alcoholic for like 40, 50 years.
This is a beast.
Yeah. One of the greatest comics ever to fucking do it. And he talked about it on Rogan in Your Mom's House. And I had always been interested in it. And then when one of your heroes does it, I was like, I'm going to follow suit. Because I've always struggled with drugs and alcohol and you know. And then I was like, well, if he could get sober. I was already sober, but it's still like, you know, there's like pain. I don't know what it is. Like, why do you do drugs to begin with and feel numb to pain?
But were you even getting like fucked up like that, or were you just on, you were just on shit?
Oh, no, I was fucked up. You were getting fucked up. Oh, yeah, dude. I was on Oxycontin and cocaine and alcohol, whatever was on the table. I mean, you don't smoke meth when you're happy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's like, my life's good. Give me the pookie. Yeah. You're fucking in
light
pain, bro.
Bitch up.
Yeah. And I say this analogy a lot. I was like dumb enough to do all the drugs, but smart enough, like when me and my buddies, we were doing more heavier drugs and they started shooting heroin and shit. I just smoked it, but I like say like we're swimming in the deep end, but I held on to the side of the pool.
Yeah.
And they just started floating away and I'm like, no. And then I got out. Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah.
What do you think was that thing though? That's like holding you on the side of the pool. Cause you could just go off into the deep end, you know?
The light, God, love, universe, whatever you want to call it. I just knew I had something in me to give to the world. And I was like, you can't just go out like that.
Yeah.
Even though when you're on opioids, it feels so good. You're like, yeah, I can. You know?
The fuck I can.
Because I know.
Yeah.
I know, like,
it's warm in hell. It's so warm.
Fuck the light. Go the other way.
Yeah.
This shit goes down smooth.
Because I was going to say, like, you're not sitting here with some saints either. You know, we've also done our shit as well.
Nobody's a saint. If they say they are, they got somebody in their basement, bro.
No, but I was gonna say, like, when you've been in that moment, like, I think because I have good parents, right? And I think about them. I'm like, fuck, they would fucking hate to see this, you know? There's no reason why the fuck you should be this fucked up.
Yeah.
And then that's what makes you go, like, I guess that guilt just kicks in. You're just like, fuck, I shouldn't be doing this shit.
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's your conscience.
I feel like you'll be that type of dad where you're like, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your kid will be. That's another thing, too. Like, some kids, like, you know, the whole gentle parenting thing that exists nowadays. Do you think those kids benefit more from it?
No. There's the coddle kids are the worst kids. I don't think you should beat your kid, but you should fucking be like, hey, fool, call him out. You're fucking up right now. You can't just be like, what did we learn from this?
Yeah.
He's a kid. You have to tell him that he fucked up, but don't be a psycho about it and traumatize him.
Sleep in the closet, just like, fuck.
But let him know, you know.
My lady didn't have parents that, like, my parents fucked me up, right? But my lady didn't have parents like that. And she was just telling me, like, oh, when I would disappoint my dad, it would hurt me so much. I'm like, what the fuck? That's so foreign to me, you
That's
know?
On the daily,
I just got
bro.
My ass
There's
whooped.
People that have their shit together. Me and this, my homie, Brittany Schmidt, she's very funny, awesome comic. And we were talking about, because we're fucked up. And she's like, how is he just good? I'm like, he had good parents. He had a good childhood. He wasn't molested.
That's just so shocking to us. Huh?
It's nice. When we don't know that life.
What is that?
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah.
It's so shocking to us and shit. Like, no way. You got hugs?
I told my mom, why the fuck you used to fuck me up so bad?
Yeah.
She'd be like, my mom used to throw bricks at me. I'm like, all right, cool. Fucking touche there.
You know what? You got a point. Yeah.
My dad told me his punishment was to go hold bricks out on the sun.
Yeah.
Until his hands went numb.
Yeah.
And if they went too low, like they would just, they'd hit you again.
Such gentle parenting.
Yeah, that is gentle parenting.
Kids are so weak.
But that's how, I mean, that's not all right. That's bad. But now we can break the cycle.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
And that's the thing too. Like, I think.
Let's keep it going, bro.
Nah, my dad has some killer traps. I don't know. He's
not.
Ain't no way I'm letting my kid be happy, bro. Like, no, but to your point, how you, what you were saying earlier, it was like, you know, imagine like his, your dad's dad before him, like how he was treating him. So you're just trying to do better than the next generation,
yeah,
all times. And then you just hope your kid is gonna be, you know, a softer version of you, you know. And so we're all women, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus, no.
And that's the transhumanist agenda. Alex Jones for president.
God is a woman.
They're making the frogs gay. Oh shit. So you've gotten, obviously, what was the biggest jump you, because I mean you're going crazy on social media right now, like I feel like the clips, you're one of the comics that the clips really like benefited. How do you feel about clip content nowadays?
I love it. You don't need anybody. You're your own man.
I like that.
All you need is click.
Yeah.
You don't need a manager. You don't need an agent. You don't need to even need a comedy club, even though I love all the clubs. Like,
yeah.
God bless the Comedy Store and the Improv and Laugh Factory. That shit's awesome. Mm-hmm. But you don't need anything anymore. You could just post funny content, blow up, sell tickets, be your own man.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need none of that shit. You don't need the Tonight Show. It is awesome and I want it and I will have it and I've gotten some of it, but you don't need it anymore.
Yeah,
you could
be
selling out theaters and not have done the Tonight Show or Netflix. It doesn't matter with the internet and YouTube.
You
that's
embraced
freedom
it.
Is what it is. It's freedom.
So you embraced it well. Do you see like a lot of your colleagues that, you know, are like around your age that embrace it well, or do you see the opposite?
I see both. I see the fools embracing it, and then I see fools complaining. I'm like, no one is coming to get you.
Yeah.
You are your own man. You rise up. You build your shit.
Yeah.
They just complain. Like, this guy's got this. This guy's posting.
Yeah.
You're funnier than that guy, but he's doing theaters because you ain't doing shit. Mm-hmm. And that's on you.
That's been right there.
Stop being a negative, bitter beer face. I can't. I have no tolerance for that anymore.
Yeah.
Those complaining. I can't. Well, no, then I'm a fan of Prince, and I got his hoodie, and on the sleeve it says, "Everything you think is true. If you think I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna be on Netflix. I'm gonna be a millionaire. It's true.
It's manifestation.
Yeah, manifestation. That shit is real. I'm living proof. I was like, I'm gonna get sober, get into stand up, and get that shit. And here we are.
Damn.
And if I didn't say that, I'd be like, oh, I'm a drug addict. Oh, my booty hurts. You know what I mean? Oh, poor me.
So thick.
No, I'm going to do ayahuasca and fight the devil. Bah. You know?
Fighting the devil's
Papa
crazy.
Papa didn't raise no bitch, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about just going up, you know? Yeah. And I can't tolerate or stand fools. Just the wallowers, you know.
Woe is me, yeah.
It's, everybody talks about it. Just the I can't catch a break fools. And it's like, when it's your friends, it sucks though. But I'd be just telling them, because I was that before I got sober and before therapy and ayahuasca and getting it.
Mm-hmm.
We all were that, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody just starts off that way.
Yeah.
Right.
You just learn. You just go, oh, I notice when I speak highly of myself and I'm kind to myself, life's easier and better.
Right.
When I'm saying, oh, you fucking suck, you piece of shit, you don't deserve this. What is that going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like weeds. It's like weeds. You got to pull the weeds out.
I also seen the opposite, though, too, where it's like them kind of like digging themselves a little bit. into like a pit of despair almost sometimes brings out the best of certain like individuals, like people that end up becoming like obsessed with it, you know?
Like who?
Who?
Like just in general, but like we talk about like some of the greatest, like for example an athlete like Michael Jordan or something, or Mike Tyson, like you got to be obsessed and think obsessed, nah, that wasn't good enough. Like I'm not
there's
that great.
A balance though.
I agree.
Those fools were always teetering on greatness. They're like, when you're so neurotic, I know extremely funny comics that are some of the best, but they're so neurotic, no one wants to be around them. Oh. You don't want to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
like, I know Michael Jordan's the GOAT, but anybody that worked with him said he was like the biggest asshole monster in the world. And they don't really say that because he's the GOAT, but everybody knows it's true.
Yeah.
Like, everything's edited to make him look good when you know he was a maniac.
Yeah.
And he is the GOAT, and he's still my favorite, and I think he's better than LeBron, but like, maybe just a little less of that, you know? Like, yeah. You don't have to ruin a guy's life.
They always say, like, the best always has to be a little crazy and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, that's a little too much.
But yeah.
It is what it is.
Kobe was like that, too. But
oh, yeah.
I understand it to a certain extent because I'm basically starting to understand it now, because when you start hustling and getting it, if anybody's not doing what I'm doing, I don't want to be around them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be mean to them. It's just like, but I love any hustler, like whether you're 2 years in or 22 years in, I'm like, oh, he's let's go.
He's on it.
Let's fucking go.
There's movement.
I just like, I like the movers and shakers and I vibe with them, and anybody not doing that, and if I like them and I think they're funny, I'll be like, just do this shit. Mm-hmm. Just post.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there's this one, I'm learning a lesson. I'm not going to name names, but I was doing the Laugh Factory and he was emceeing, and he's a genius and he's written on shit and he's so funny, but he's got like 2,000 followers. Mm. And he's like, man, I want to be like you. And I'm like, you, and I just told him, like, you can be. Film everything, post everything. You're a comical genius.
Yeah.
And he literally like took it and was like, yeah, you're right. You know, like. Yeah. It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
You buy a fucking camera, you film it, you post it.
Yeah.
And if you're funny, it'll catch on.
Yes. Yeah. And that fool's funny as shit.
Yeah. We were talking about that a little bit on the way over here.
Yeah.
Dreams and I. How we're talking about this other creator, right? And he helped him do something. He was like, oh, like, let's try to post at this time. And if you collaborate at this time, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
that's too much.
I'm like, I don't think there's really a science or like a
there people think too kinda much into is it. I just a little think like bit.
If it's good, it'll do well. That's all I just follow that rule. Like, if it's good, people are gonna know it's good and they're gonna follow it. If they don't think it's good, you're fucked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but unfortunately these stupid algorithms and shit, like, I wouldn't post it at like 4 a.m you know, maybe like 6 p.m but I don't pay attention to that till enough, because that's the, like, the minutia that'll make you go nuts.
Yeah.
And it's like, I actually just hired a guy to post. I just say funny shit. I'm like, here's money, post my shit. I don't gotta do shit.
Hell
just,
yeah.
Just play with my son and my cats.
Hell yeah.
Poor cats.
But yeah, that's it. That's all it is. These fools overcomplicate everything. Just have fun. Film it, post it.
Hell yeah.
Is there a time when you're doing comedy and it wasn't fun?
I got a little bitter for a minute because I was killing it for a while and nothing was happening. And then I started to like wallow in that. But then I checked myself, was like, bro, you're doing shows at the Comedy Store, the greatest club in the world. Like
how many people could say they've
done? Yeah. You take that shit for granted. And it's weird. I talked about it on my podcast, but it's like chasing a girl. Like, hey, like, I love you, let's go on a date. And then you overdo it and they're like, no. Yeah. But if you play it cool, she's like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like that with your career.
I'll put it in your ass. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, he got molested. Look at that. Look at that sick fool. You need ayahuasca, bro.
I am ayahuasca. That's my middle name.
and then you just like, because every time I've ever gotten it, like, I just got passed at the store, last year, and I would like fester, like, oh, I want it. And then like something just switched to me, because I was killing it on the road and making money and blowing up on the internet. I was like, man, who cares? Yeah. You don't need that shit. And then, oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's always like that.
Oh, it's kind of like, to your point. Yeah, that's true though. Like, about love, the whole thing too. Like, you get it when it comes to you.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't care if you're a lawyer, a real estate, a comic, a podcast. It's just weird. It happens like that.
Yeah.
When you just chill out and let it flow.
Yeah, there's a couple of times, like, obviously, like, in this podcast space, like, you feel like you're doing the right things, and then like nothing happens for a while, and then you're just like, I reached out to sponsors, I've reached out to people, guests and stuff, and then like a clip will hit, but you still do it out of love because you love to be here.
Yeah,
but you feel like you've earned more, you know, not deserve, like, oh, I got in the space, I deserve this. Like, you've earned, you put in the work, and then like one day just like a clip hits crazy, and like then the numbers come in, and then like the sponsors will come in right after, like, oh, cause they, you know, they see big numbers, they're like, oh, that's a market.
Yeah,
right there. And it's like,
it's almost like life has an algorithm, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, and it's always like this. It can never just be.
Yeah.
I think life's more like this. Like, even though it's a roller coaster and we think it's going this way, I think it's going up. If you pay attention.
Yeah.
And don't just completely check out and be a fucking zombie, you know? I mean, that yeah. happens.
It's
you see
funny
it.
Though, but like, yeah. it's crazy though, like just being in this space. That sometimes you don't want the numbers to validate you, but they kind of do. They do make you feel better when they shouldn't.
That's the system we live in, yeah, though. You know, it is frustrating because when it's good, you're like, yeah, yeah. And then when it's not, you're like, oh, man.
That's kind of what I, it's a love-hate thing. And people try to tell you like, nah, like, don't worry about the numbers. Like, yeah, but it is about the fucking numbers, you know? That's,
yeah. There's so many stories, though. I mean, I watch a lot of clips. Seth Rogen was talking about Ian McKellen, Gandalf. I don't know how his full name, but he says, like, I didn't know who that guy was until he was like 65.
Yeah.
John Hamm didn't make it till he's 40.
Yeah.
Rogan was doing a podcast like that no one was watching, and now he's probably a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just crazy. Mark Maron was doing his podcast in his garage, and now he's had presidents on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. Just put in the work.
It's possible. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
just
Joey
keep
Diaz.
Going.
Joey
just,
Diaz was like an ex-criminal.
He was in prison for kidnapping a man with a machine gun. Kidnapping a drug dealer with a machine gun. That's a man right there.
That's a man.
And now he's truly one of the most beloved, respected comedians in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's a guy that for you, I know you mentioned Ron White earlier, but.
Joey Diaz. Well, I didn't even let you finish your question, but
is that it?
He called me Tarzan at the Comedy Store, and my fucking heart melted. Yeah. I was like, I love you, fool.
One family.
I love it.
Bill Burr, Pete Holmes. There's so many.
Yeah.
Bill Burr, that guy's a fucking awesome guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen him live a few times.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah, fuck yeah. He's
one of the best.
Being on your podcast.
Oh, dude, I honestly wish I could do it again because my jaw was open the whole time. I was so nervous.
Were you intimidated at all?
Yeah, it's a fucking goat, bro.
You know he's going to just, as soon as you say some shit, that's just like, what the fuck you mean by that? And it's just
no,
like,
but not at the dynamic, you know, he.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an open micer, but comparing to him, I'm an open micer. Yeah. And like, so he took care of me.
Okay.
I think he'll pounce when it's more at equal levels. Like, he'll make fun of Rogan and say, your little rascal had that clip, you know? Yeah. But I don't think he'll do that to the lower levels because he knows it'll destroy us. Like, I'm going to kill myself now. Bill Burr doesn't like me anymore.
I know that's what Theo Vaughn was talking about.
Yeah. Theo, I fucking love that fool. That's a hero. He's the only headliner that called me when I got fired from Trader Joe's, dude. That's how sweet that man is.
That's funny.
He's like, hey, man, I hope you're all right. And I was like, oh, my God. You know? Yeah.
Why did you get fired at Trader Joe's?
Maybe about 5 years ago, I farted on my manager. I filmed it and posted it on Instagram, and it went viral. And then corporate saw it, and then corporate was like, fire that fool.
That's American Dream right there.
And it set me free. Man. Here we are, West Side.
Come on, Trader Joe's.
Saying West Side after a drive-by fart is crazy.
Trader Joe's.
Bobby Lee. Of course, Bobby Lee. I love that fool. I opened for him, and he's a hero.
Yeah.
That fool's the man.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, what's the one message that you always want to get across, like, in your material and shit?
I talk about drugs a lot, and some of these fools think I'm glorifying it, but the message is, get sober, get out. You're going to die. You're going to fucking die, man. Get out. Yeah. Better yourself.
Yeah, it's weird because it's scary, the reality, but there's also a comedic factor. I think that what sets your material apart from other comedians is, like, there's a hilarity to it in a way, like almost like it. I'm not trying to sound like super deep or anything, but basically like you mess around with it in a certain way that it's like I don't really see too many comics doing it that way.
Yeah, I thank you, bro. I just try to tell them basically all my true stories, and they're kind of insane, you know. And then with the silver lining of get out better,
yeah,
get better, because when you're in that dark place, I like spreading that message, because when I was down in the depths of hell, I didn't even know you could get out. And then when you get out,
yeah,
I was like, oh shit, I was in there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you get out and got sober, because this tweaker fool I knew got sober, and I was like, what? Like, you put down the pookie?
You traitor.
No, and then, but I was like, if he could do it, I could do it. So I guess that's my message. If I could do it, you could do it.
Yeah.
Because when you see, this fool was spun out of his fucking mind, alcoholic meth, you know.
Yeah.
And then he was sober like 2 years, and I'm like, what? You know, because I didn't know that was possible. I didn't even know sobriety was a fucking thing, dude. And then I knew I had a problem because it's just arrest, incidents, kicked out of houses, homes, not let into friends' houses anymore. And they're like, you're too crazy, Craig.
Yeah. If you said the story, though, as like just that, it'd be so hard to be like, how can this be funny? But you managed to do that and shit. Like, that's more what I was trying to say earlier was like, you already making it a difficult task by having a dark subject matter, but then making it hilarious at the same time.
Awesome. That's that real shit. That's my tribe. All the fucking
the dark,
the weirdos, the skeezies, you know, the junkies. That's my people, bro.
You felt right at home when he opened up Mother Station, huh?
Yeah, I was like, me too. All West side.
Waiting for the 3 feet.
Shout out, Brown Boys.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because I heard on your podcast, I believe it was, you had said a story about like to kind of sum up like who you were as a person. You were like, I think your homie stomped you on a curb or some stuff.
Oh yeah, I got beat up and I had it coming. He stepped on my face in the gutter. Mm-hmm. I couldn't chew for a week, bro. I had to eat soup and shit.
But that whole day's crazy. That whole like story.
Yeah, I was out of my mind. You know, I said the story like, I mean, I guess I could say all of it, but I got my face stomped and I called him and apologized to him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got a drug and alcohol problem when you get jumped, and not even jumped, one guy.
Yeah.
You're like, hey man, I'm sorry I made you stomp me, bro. You know,
yeah,
just I was just tired of that life, and I was just spun out and pills and powders and alcohol, and mm-hmm. I didn't have comedy yet, and I like adrenaline and making people laugh, and that gets weird and dark when you're on cocaine, Oxycontin, and alcohol, you know, and shit, you know. Now I know how to do it because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But before that, it was just like, oh, I'm gonna go on that roof, you know. And you know, I'll tell that story. We just went to my buddy's wedding. I was on fucking cocaine and pills, and it was open bar. I was like stealing cheese wheels and logs and shit. Just stupid.
Yeah.
It's my friend. He also, he's like, you can have it. You know, I'm fucking putting it.
Just hoarding this shit. It's like my tia fucking, just our family parties when she's hoarding the birria and shit.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
You can have it at the end of the party.
I end up on that fool's roof and everyone's like, I'm ruining the wedding, you know.
Yeah.
Then we go to a bar. Yeah, dude.
Oh, a little important detail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I didn't get invited to weddings for like a cool decade after this one.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Some bullshit.
I'm sorry, God. I didn't know.
It's a crime to be yourself. It's a crime to be yourself.
I wasn't in therapy yet. I wasn't sober. And then we go to this bar, but it was like a holiday weekend. It was like Memorial Day or certain 4th of July in Hermosa. And it was called FFF, Fat Face Finners. And there was, it's an upstairs bar, a 2-story bar. And there was a line to get in around the block. And that was the least line. And I'm so twacked out. I'm with a group of people. I don't even tell them. I'm in my head, I'm like, I'm getting in. I go behind into the alley. I climb up like a pipe, a chimney. I go on the roof. This is a bar. This is like 400 people in this bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I jump off. The bouncer's like, hey, get down from there. They're chasing me. And I'm up high enough they can't get my legs. I'm like, fuck you. I'm on a pipe cussing out the bouncers. I go on the roof. I jump off into a crowd of people, spill drinks everywhere. Choke me out. They fuck me up. They throw me down the stairs. I come down all like scuffed up and bloody. And my friends are like, what happened? You know? And I was like, and then I wait in line to go in after that. And they're like, yeah,
you went in line.
A fucking lunatic, bro.
No, I'm gonna go
and
in there.
And then the bouncers were like, get out of here. We're calling the police. And I was like, hey, we gotta go to another bar. And then I got kicked out of another bar. I don't even know what I did there. And then we go to this place called Union Cattle. It changed its name in Hermosa Beach. It's a two-story bar. And I get in this one. But I'm upstairs at the bathroom and I'm wetting toilet paper and throwing it down at people dancing. And this is going slap. And I'm fucking like, ah, 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 you know? And then I get kicked out, but I'm fucking crazy. And I sneak back in, but they catch me and then they throw me in the bushes.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking like, ah, you know? And then this is what I'm not proud of. I turn a little psycho and I see some beer balls. I start throwing them at the bouncers.
Dude.
These are big motherfuckers, bro. They're like 6'6". Yeah. I'm me, you know? But I'm like, Ravenga, you know? And I'm just chucking the glasses. And then they chase me. And then I'm quick. I run. But my buddy stayed and he almost got his ass whooped by like a football team pretty much. And I didn't know that. So later, my buddy picks me up. And I'm in the backseat of an Infiniti G35 two-door. And my homie's right here. But my homie, who almost got beat up because of me and my actions, I don't know he's mad at me. So he, like, hit me, and I hit him back. But then it turned real, and we're fist fighting in the car, and my buddy's driving. And he pulls over. Two-door Infiniti G35, bro. And we're fucking bam, bam, bam.
And you're in the back of a
coupe. I'm in the back
of a coupe.
Fucking bam. He's pulling my hair going boom, boom. And my buddy Luke, he pulls over. And then I'm going to get out to fight this fool, but he just pulls me out and my head's in the gutter and he goes, gah.
Oh.
And I go, gah. And then everyone got quiet and he just like walked off. And then my buddy picked me up. And then he drives me home, but I'm so coked up. I end up like running back to his house trying to fight that fool. And they're like, Craig, go home, bro. Go home.
You've done enough.
Anyways. What's up?
Dude, you're nuts. What the fuck?
Yeah, no shit, motherfucker. Why do you think I'm in therapy doing ayahuasca?
14 times in a year.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to get rid of this shit. Nobody wants this.
Oh, shit.
I don't want that life. Bro, I want to get healed.
Did you
better.
Ever think at some point that I'm just going to, like, I'm going to stay like this? Like, I'm going to...
Yeah. Like, I thought I'd be dead.
You're going to lose your mind.
Or in jail or whatever.
That's what I wanted to ask, because I have an uncle who's fucking off his rails, and I've told him, like, I've talked to him, like, hey, bro, the path you're going down, it's like, you're going to die soon. And he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He looked me dead in the head. He's like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm like, well, you're about to make a lot of people sad, brother. Like, if you...
That's how much pain he's in. He doesn't even care.
He doesn't care. And he has a son and a ex-wife now, but it's sad, you know?
It's usually the kid will change you. If a kid won't change you, I don't know what will, man.
Well, the kid doesn't want to talk to him anymore.
Well, yeah, so obviously. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, like, that's what should have changed him.
He says shit like, well, he doesn't want to talk to me. I don't give a fuck. And it's just like, damn, you're far gone, you know?
Mm. Yeah, it's crazy.
So I was like, I wanted to ask you, like, at that point of your life, were you just didn't give a fuck if you died?
Not really, no. I wouldn't say I was suicidal, but I was so self-destructive that I welcomed death. Like, I ran from police and had guns drawn on me 2-3 times.
You were like passive suicidal.
I couldn't do it myself, but I would do so much drugs. Like, I took like 18 Norks and slept.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's basically
slept like a fucking day or 2 days, and my mom had to wake me up, you know? Like, wake up. I was like, oh shit, that was a good nap. Yeah, it was so dark, bro. It was awful.
Damn.
It was terrible.
Do you remember the day that you made the switch?
I always... I don't want to talk about that.
All right, we don't have to talk about it.
We
don't have to talk about that.
Well, those like 50, 60 rock bottoms, you know, you just get tired of it. You get tired. I always had a good heart and a conscience, and I would call people and like, who do I have to apologize? Say, hey, Lulu, I'm sorry I threw that hot dog at your face. You know what I mean? and it just fucked up shit, you know? Yeah, and you just get over it because you're just like, that's not me. Yeah. I guess that's what it was. I was so sick of actions that weren't me. Sober Craig, I would never do any of this shit. Never, ever. But fucking cracked out Craig, this shit got wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shit got wild, and I hated that. Because I'm a wild motherfucker, but like now I'm wild with comedy in a light manner, and you know, of the light, healthy manner, not of the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the demon shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so crazy.
Two sides to every coin.
Yeah, and to hear all that shit like that you went through and like the person you were, it's crazy. Like now, like when you walk in a room, like you first of all, you knew Mark. Like it's like, it's cool to, like, I'm sure people back then, when like, you walked in, you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But now it's like, you're like.
Now I'm
like
celebrated, and instead of like, oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, you're
just like, lock the door.
Hey, that is true, though, huh? When you're at a party, and then somebody walks in, and you're just like, oh, fuck. They just changed the whole dynamic of the party.
You start hiding all your valuable shit. Yeah.
I never was a thief, though. I mean, I stole one butterfly knife.
One.
From a party. It was a knife. He left it out. I was like, oh, that's a good one. that was there's so many rock bottoms, but it was like I remember going to a house party and it was all my friends, like best friends since forever, and they said you can't come in, and that I was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know them 10, 15, 20 years, and they're like, that hurts. And then, but that back then I wasn't awake enough. I blame them. These fucking pussies. Yeah. They don't know how to party. Let me smoke this heroin real quick and show them how it's done. Yeah. Fucking pussies. Yeah. I'm crying on a swing set in Torrance just by myself on high on dope. Like, these guys don't get it. And like, no, bro, it's fucking you.
Yeah.
It's you, psycho.
Fast forward to now, though. Now you got four cats.
Yeah, four cats and a kid. I got an ocean view. I drive a Lexus. That's I got a career. Cool.
Did that help you repair a lot of relationships, like going down this road now?
Yeah. No, I mean, those relationships are kind of severed forever, but it's different now. When I run into them, it's love.
Yeah.
And it will never be what it was, but it's like when I see them, we're both happy to see each other now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's back to celebration. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I'm glad you turned it around.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're alive, because they saw I was gonna die, bro. Yeah. I was gonna fucking die.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. You're fine.
Okay.
Damn, for you just took it. All right, for sure.
I gave you the chance. No, but like now, like you said, you're a family man now for a weekend, 11 days in. Is that
yeah.
Do you think that? Because one thing that I've talked about with my boys, like, none of us have kids, right? So whenever we want to hang out, we just kick it. And we have a good time, you know, but like now one day we're gonna have our families. I'm wondering, like, if these days are limited.
They are, for sure. It changes everything. I mean, it won't if they have kids at the same time, and then it just turns into a different kind of party.
Yeah,
but like immediately it's like, oh, but it's fine. It's like, I don't care. I'm old enough. Like, if I was 22, if I'm being honest, I would hate it, because I'd be like, oh, I'm missing out. Yeah. That FOMO shit, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I want to stay home.
Yeah.
I don't want to drive to Hollywood, but yeah. I did it for y'all because I love y'all.
That's where we're at now.
We appreciate that.
No, it's like, it just changes.
It's funny because we kind of had that realization. Last year, we went to EDC, like, thinking we're still like these fucking young guys, like, we're going to go party and shit. He only did one day. I did too.
It
and
just by changes.
Halfway through it, I was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
And yeah, you're like, I need a nap.
Yeah, literally.
This I was like, is fucking dumb.
I was like, we're all like, are I we going to do this again?
Yeah.
Like, fuck no, bro. That's
I went to Coachella 7 years in a row, and now it seems like a nightmare to me. I'm like, oh no. Yeah, are you fucking nuts? You can't pay me to go there.
Yeah, fuck no.
Yeah, it's different now.
It just switches. You just grow up. And those fools that don't, it's like weird. It's like you're 50 on Molly at Coachella. You missed it.
Grip.
Do it at 20, you fuck. You're fucking weird, bro.
At 50, just
fucking
feeling himself.
Just grinding on some dude.
Living it up.
Just fucking grow up.
I feel like those people, some of those people too, though, are people who like went too hard on the books. like their whole 20s and shit. And
that's why you gotta do drugs in your 20s.
Yeah. Fuck the books. Fuck your career.
No, it's I don't know the answers, but like, yeah, shit just changes and you just don't miss shit. You think my whole life was drugs and alcohol, and like when I got sober, I'm like, what do I do? You know, I don't know. And I found comedy, thank God.
There's no temptress in that though, like in being in the comedy scene, because most of this shit's in bars. Most of this shit, you know.
Sometimes, not anymore. I don't really go to bars because they give me anxiety.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're a vegan, why are you going to the carniceria? Hey. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing there? You don't drink.
If you're straight, why are you at the gay club?
Yeah, that means you're gay.
Wait, what? Not that there's anything
wrong with that.
Yeah.
And no, because with comedy, there's so many. It's a revolving door of sober and relapsers,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Very few are just regular.
I hear that a lot. Like, I know Bobby Lee talks about it a lot on his podcast.
Yeah, shit's hard, man.
Yeah, I think he even started like a group, right? Like, AA.
I went to those meetings. Yeah, they help.
Okay.
12-step programs helps.
Fuck, I don't know. Because sometimes I think like we drink too much. And then there's days where I think like,
we don't drink that much.
But is that a sign too?
I'm a realist. Like, I realize that motherfuckers got to do something. So I just preach mushrooms. Fucking microdose, macrodose. All of a sudden that beer will start looking like the devil and you won't want it anymore. Even though I used to drink, get shit-faced and eat mushrooms and just laugh. But that was like old Craig, you know.
What's a good dose for a beginner?
I mean, I used to just eat like 2 G's, see how it goes, and then go from there.
Fuck.
But I've eaten like a quarter.
Damn.
But I was like 15 or 16 and I just wanted to go to Cuckoo's Town.
Yeah. You just want to see Toontown for
it
a little bit.
Too much, bro. I was a vegetable. Yeah. I was stuck on a bench for like 5 hours. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
It was like a war in the sky. The trees were turning into dragons. I projectile vomited in front of this poor little family. I felt bad. Shit. I'm like, I'm sorry. My buddies ran.
Yeah.
We were in a group and then I was puking like the Exorcist. They're like, I'm fucking out of here. And I couldn't move. I was a vegetable, bro.
Yeah.
And of course the time I ate that much, because we did it the previous week and it wasn't that strong, so I was like, let's eat a lot. And then this batch was like some fucking
strong ass shit,
bro. My buddy is 6'3", like 200, and he ate the same amount of me and he was puking his guts out, and I was like 130, 140.
Yeah,
little twink 15-year-old. But that was like, I preach mushrooms because I know how hard it is, and I know motherfuckers don't have to do drugs, but they, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They kind of have to. Nobody has to, but I get it. Sometimes
that eventually someone's going to try to.
It's better than pills, powders, alcohol.
Natural.
It's of God. You go to nature. It's the first time. It's natural.
Yeah.
Goes on the earth. First time I ever had thoughts of bettering myself was on mushrooms. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to get sober. I'm going to go home. I'm going to hug my mommy, tell my lover. And then immediately they wear off and I go cop pills or powders and shit. Because I wasn't ready yet.
I feel like I don't want to do them shits because they're going to tell me my truth. Yeah. You know?
That's what the point.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's why
though.
I preach it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Okay, keep drinking. Get a DUI.
You ever done that shit?
Get a manslaughter.
Yeah. You ever done that shit? And then you're like, fuck, I don't hug my mom enough, and like I don't want to be in that fucking world, you know.
But that's all right. It's the mirrors showing you what you need to work on.
Fuck the
that's
mirror,
why I
bro.
Preach it.
Yeah,
but even like a drug addict will ruin mushrooms. They'll eat it all day every day and fucking
yeah.
Greg's not there no more.
You ever done that shit on stage? You ever got on stage after it?
That's no, I mean I've microdosed, but that's like 0.2 and it's like nothing. That helps just keep the peace,
anxiety and stuff.
I actually ate, like my last time tripping, I'd maybe done stand up like 3 times, and me and my buddy eat like 2-3 grams of mushies, and we're in Hollywood, and I walk by a comedy show at Best Fish Taco, that one over there on the east side, and I never done that show, and I this is like 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm high on mushrooms, and I knew the guy, I met him one time, I was like, hey, I'm on mushrooms. Let me do some time. And he's like, no. And I'm so grateful he said no, because I'm scared now.
Yeah.
And I'm tranked.
Yeah.
Like, what would I have done up there?
Shout out Theo. I know he did a set.
He did a bunch and filmed it. That shit, I was there once and they started fucking with the lights. And he's like, is that happening? We're fucking dying, bro. That was awesome. Comics do it. I'm scared of that shit. That shit's scary sober. I don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Like maybe a micro, but that's 0.2.
Yeah.
0.2 versus 2 G's. That's crazy to me.
My boy did it for the first time this year in front of a sold out crowd at the Ontario Improv.
On mushrooms?
No.
Just stand up for the first time.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the best.
Is there anything you give my boy advice on?
Good luck. Welcome to the jungle, bitch.
I get chin checked outside. I guess he stops me out on the curb.
But you should just go up there and be like, West side.
Hell yeah. It's hard, but it's the best.
It is.
Yeah.
That high was a different.
Yeah.
Making people
natural
happy.
High.
Yeah.
No drugs, just adrenaline.
Yeah. Ego.
I heard you say something about like you're talking about like earth and mushrooms, and it made me think of this. There's this thing that you call like, it's called grounding, like being one.
Yeah, that's just real.
What is that about?
Just put your dick in the soil, bro. No, I'm just kidding. That's jokes. I mean,
just
literally.
Holes everywhere. Oh fuck.
Literally, that electrical outlet has two prongs and a third one. The third one's a ground, and that's to ground it to the earth so a shit doesn't light on fire. Mm-hmm. There's science behind this shit. I don't know the whole technicalities on it, but if you're inflamed, if you have arthritis, if you're hurt, we're supposed to walk barefoot on the earth. We're supposed to get the earth is an electromagnetic being, and we're also... You can look electrons. This shit up. I forgot all the science, but it's called the... Google it right now. Somebody help me out. The Gersh pulse. Or some scientists discovered the earth has a pulse. And if you lay on it for like 20 minutes a day, it just helps you. It helps with inflammation. And there's tons of studies on this. This isn't no hippie woo-woo shit.
Oh,
shit. You're just getting my interpretation of it.
Yeah.
But on top of that, it just feels good to be in nature with your bare feet on the soil. I could do a lot of beach walks. And it calms your mind. And you could just Google this shit. Because there's so many benefits from it.
Yeah.
But literally, buildings have to be grounded. Electricity has to be grounded. And we're no different. And we were wearing rubber soles, and they don't, you know, rubber's an insulator. You don't get grounded. And what's the pulse called again?
I'm not exactly sure. I tried looking it up too.
Just good. Google Earth's pulse.
Earth's pulse, okay.
Earth's frequency or whatever.
It makes sense though, because I know like if you don't get the enough sunlight.
Yeah, we need sun. We need nature. We need this shit. Yeah. It's crazy how much better you feel if you just go on a fucking hike.
Yeah.
Does the fact that the Earth has a pulse every 26 seconds... was discovered in the early 1960s. The pulse was first recorded by American seismologist Jack Oliver, who, among other things, did important work in the development of theory of plate tectonics and worked on recording atomic.
It doesn't
bombs.
Say the name of it.
I guess not the name exactly. Doesn't matter.
Every 26 seconds, there's a doom doom.
Yeah, this shit's real. This hippie shit. Everybody makes fun of it, but it's fucking. There's literally Einstein studying this shit. It's not. I literally download their data and then I don't know how to translate it. You know, I'm like, gah. But it's real. It's not no hippie woo woo fairy
tale.
It makes
sense though. I mean, I know. I haven't done it in a long time, but whenever you just go outside and then. If you were barefoot and you just touched the grass,
it just feels good.
Yeah,
it just feels good.
It does feel good.
Yeah,
I mean, even if you don't believe in it, it just feels good.
Yeah,
but they do study 7.83 hertz, Earth's heartbeat. It has a name. What's the fucking name?
Sponsored by Kicker
Westside. When in doubt, just throw that in.
The Schumann resonance. There it is. Schumann. That fool named it. Anyways, they even sell grounding sheets. They just have little copper wire in it, and you put it underneath your sheets, and you plug it into the ground, just the third hole, not the electric. You know? And it grounds you, and they've done studies. It helps old people with rheumatoid arthritis. I can't talk. Helps with arthritis, inflammation, all sorts. It calms your mind. We're inflamed beings.
That makes sense.
because we too much junk and shit.
Yeah.
Process. But
yeah. It's just wild shit. I love it though. And just go lay on the fucking beach. You feel better.
Yo, and, what's your diet like?
Do you I struggle. Special? No, I'm trying not to eat pork because, dude, pork's the devil. I don't know what's that shit.
I love that shit.
Yeah, terrible. No shit. Me shit too. It's fire. Hard, dude. It's full of parasites. I'll send you some shit that'll just ruin it, bro.
You're good,
thanks.
You're good, bro.
Thanks. It'll ruin it. I know. I just like, I'm a human. I like to experience everything. So like, instead of eating it every day, you know, okay, once a month, once a week. Yeah. But I can't fucking, bro. Al pastor? Come on. With a little pineapple on top. It's the best.
You think the grass makes you feel good, bro? Al pastor makes you feel really
good. Going in and then the demons come out the back.
16 al pastor tacos, I mean.
Oh, shit. I feel like I got to get into some of that.
But just balance. Like, okay, al pastor, so eat a gang of pineapple and papaya and melon and get rid of that shit. You know, like we just overdo everything. We just eat the whole pig. And it's like mix in some fiber.
For real.
Some fucking fruit.
Yeah.
Just balance, you know. We're human.
You ever look at a bacon Western cheeseburger and you're like, damn, they really combine two animals.
Yeah. That's delicious. It's good.
But it's so bad.
Yeah. But that's that too much. Yeah. Like, that's too much. Like, I'm fine eating meat, but the way we do it here and the mass industrialization of it and how dirty it is.
It's so
funny. Like, I want that grass-fed rancher shit, that rich Joe Rogan shit.
Yeah.
Start hunting out.
Yeah.
Where the chickens are raised right.
That's normal.
They read them bedtime stories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tuck them in.
Pasture raised. We got these fucking prison population.
Dude, that shit looks mass rough.
You seen them vaccine the chickens? The little you seen those videos? You're like, oh, we eat that shit.
Yeah, our chickens got triceps. So.
Yeah.
So you know why they started giving all the people, the animals medicine is because the conditions were so shitty. They started getting disease. So instead of just fixing the conditions of fecal matter and shit and prison, they just inject. They make it worse.
Yeah.
Instead of just letting them run a lap.
So you're getting like secondhand
medication.
They need
time on the yard.
Put them on a treadmill. The
lifers, yeah.
No, I saw a clip on fucking on X now, whatever, Twitter, of this chicken farm and just how fucking huge it is. And I never really realized how much food we consume. Like, think about how many people live just even here in California.
Yeah.
You know how many fucking chickens?
Nobody needs a 20-piece chicken nugget.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, hold on. All right,
well, slow down. Let's not take everything.
10 pieces is enough. No, but it's just crazy how like they're just all like fucking thousands and thousands of chickens. And their sole purpose is just to get, they get injected and their sole purpose is just to fucking die.
Yeah, back in the day, their own shit was different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they ate meat, but it was like the village. We had a feast and we used every part of the animal, and it's just like, it's just abuse.
Yeah,
like shit just got out of hand.
There's still a part of that that exists in Mexico, because I went to my mom's ranch, not ranch, but the little town she grew up in, which is like still really poor. And the whole, like, it was my grandpa's birthday and the whole fucking town comes through, right? Everybody comes in. There was a pig in the morning. I've told you guys this. There was a pig there in the morning that was just walking around. And then like by fucking noon,
there was a ham.
It was dinner.
Yeah.
You know, we made him into carnitas.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy how like that whole pig served
the
everybody,
whole village.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And it was fucking bomb. And I don't know. It was just like something.
That's how shit used to be done. It was like, we probably shouldn't be killing everything, but like, that was a sacrifice for the people to survive.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, just this
luxury
weird thing.
Mass producing.
Just it's like mass murder. So yeah. It's like just
different.
It really
different. Is, bro. It's fucked.
It's like, I've watched too many documentaries. You're like, oh God. Oh no.
And I guess
I hate that shit.
And I guess we wouldn't feel so bad, but then you look at how much we waste. How much of that shit doesn't get used?
We waste it. We abuse them. Yeah. We inject them. The conditions are horrid. Before, they just run in the field, eat grass and shit, fertilize the land. When we needed it, we ate it. Now it's just fucking go watch those videos, dude. You just literally go,
damn.
Well, even with not just meat, but like fruit and shit like that. Like,
oh yeah.
You ever just walk into a grocery store and you just see all of it and you're like, nobody's eating this many papayas.
Bro, I worked there 11 years, dog. The amount of shit we throw away, I just eat it right out the trash. In front of my manager. What are you going to do? This isn't stealing. This in the trash, fool.
You ever seen those jumbo size?
It's loss prevention. Yeah.
You guys ever seen those fucking jumbo size mangoes? And you're like, what did y'all put into these fucking
steroids,
bro?
Steroids.
Trying ass apples.
Yeah, careful who you're speaking to over here. He's a produce manager.
Westside produce.
Hell yeah.
You don't know how to stock produce like he does.
I'm good.
Hey, brother, we don't want to take too much of your time because we know you're a father.
I was going to say, I got to go caca, man. I got to get out of here. The Caca Boy podcast.
Before you get out of here, brother, anything you want to plug? Anything you want to
Just check me out. Facebook, social media, IG, website, craigconant.com. Always touring. Always at the Comedy Store, improv, and on and on.
Hell yeah.
What tour dates you got?
Yeah, this episode comes out March 6th.
Oh, nice. I'll be in... I forgot, but I'm always on the road.
Ontario, I believe the 10th.
Fucking take advantage.
I got Ontario Improv. I got fucking Albuquerque, Ontario Improv, Indianapolis, in Fort Wayne, Louisville, Cincinnati, Toledo, San Antonio, Grand Rapids, Albany, Syracuse, Los Angeles, Netflix Festival, May 11th. Hell yeah. San Diego, May 16th. Tempe. All over. Just go to my website. I'm touring. I do like 50, 60 cities a year. It's fantastic.
You see my boy Ken Flores. Say hi to him.
Oh, I love that fool. That's my boy.
Yeah. The homie, man.
Yeah.
That's and a crazy Saul Trujillo, too. Yeah.
That's my boy, too. I love that fool. They both know the dark side. Yeah. But now we're on the way up to the light. Yeah, there you go. Know?
Hell yeah. You want to?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my family, my friends, everybody who's been shouting us out on the podcast. I mean, it's like... episodes like this make it feel like this shit's a dream, like okay, like this shit's not real. So I want to thank you for coming on and driving all the way over here.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Shout out to everybody. Thank you guys very much. And yeah, I'm done with my
end. Shout out my lady as well. Shout out to all the listeners. You guys be fucking going crazy in the comments. We appreciate y'all. And again, shout out to the homie Craig for pulling up, because this means a lot. You know, we know you're a dad now. Your time is limited, so we just appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, homies.
Yeah, and shout out to all the listeners that listen to us week in, week out. Shout out to everyone who's gonna pull up to your shows. I personally and my lady will be at your Ontario Improv show.
Nice.
I believe it's March 10th.
Roast him.
So
roast him.
I guess in the back.
Find him. Find him.
Nah. But we'll be there. So I think my little boys. It's on a Sunday, I believe. So.
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Day of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear a wig, bro. Just. I'm Tarzan.
I'm not a roaster. I don't roast. I roast myself.
I just want to look like you that day.
Yeah. There you go.
So we all have like your
sheep. You wear a wig cap.
Yeah. Shirts with your face on it.
Like, so as you guys know, like that's our home, like Ontario Improv, like right there. We're about 10 minutes from there. And so most of us will probably be in the building. So if you want to pull up, say what's up.
Go check him out.
Support the boy. We'll be there as well.
Go follow him on all his socials.
Go follow him. Shout out to, again, everyone who listens to us. Shout out. Good morning to everybody who's watching this at 4 a.m. when it drops on March 6th. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my boy. Shout out to my girl. And with that, we out. Peace.
Ladies. Wait, real quick. Can you look into the camera and be like, Ponte las pilas podcast.
Say that one more time.
Ponte las pilas.
Good enough.
I'll take it.
Shout out, Brad.
Ponte las pilas. He's talked too fast, bro. I have to tell my mom, más despacio, por favor. Fucking ponte las pilas.
Yeah.
See, I'm a halfie. I kind of could do it. I could roll my R's.
You got it.
Thank God. arroz con pollo. Hey,
he's putting it in there.
I can't read, bro.
Porque.
Porque.
That was fun, bro.